WFMV is on the free downloadable app,
a service of Frederick Air.
Yes, that is correct.
WFMD.com and 930 WFMD.
On the Morning News Express, free talk 930 WFMD. Bob Miller, Ryan Hedrick. On a Wednesday. What's the matter? What'd you do wrong?
What'd you do wrong? Nothing.
Oh, okay.
Nothing. I'm just messing with you, just trying to get the cobwebs out of Bob Miller's hair.
The cobwebs are out, man. They're out. I was having this dream, and you know, so you dream Freudians out there.
Mm-hmm.
We were at some kind of a hotel or something, and Linda and I, and she asked me to go get her a hot dog and some ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did, and it was like a carnival atmosphere type of place, you know, and you know, almost like a Coney Island type of place or something, but I don't know. And I drove my car up steps to get to this place. And then when I got there, I ordered, you know, two things of ice cream, two hot dogs to take back to the hotel room. I got in my car and left and realized when halfway there that I forgot them. So I went back and was asking the lady, and this is the only thing I remember. I'm like, where's my hot dog? You know, I got it. She goes, I don't remember you. And I'm like, well, yeah, you do. And she goes, well, let me see why I put your change. And then all of a sudden, this guy, old man, goes, here it comes. And I'm like, what's coming? He goes, you always see. And I saw this bright flash of light and a loud sonic boom.
Oh, wow.
And he goes, yep, there it is. And then watch, and you saw the ripple of the sonic boom go across the sky. I have no idea what that meant.
I understand the point that you're making.
Well, neither do I. But you know what? One time, Kamala and I actually agree.
Yeah, exactly. There was a story that was sent to me about, do you know somebody named Karen Simpson? Karen Simpson. She is apparently a delegate.
She's not with us.
She's a mess, man. She's a mess. She's a Frederick delegate.
Really?
Yeah, nobody knows who she is.
That's not the one we interviewed who you said we don't know who you are. So
No. That was McIntosh. I think that was and that wasn't a liberal that we interviewed. This is an extreme. She's part of the current day Democrat Party. White apologist, white guilt, want to abolish slavery when it doesn't exist. Headline: Frederick News Post, a Frederick County state delegate plans to refile a bill next year that would remove a Jim Crow era law affecting the city of Frederick after the measure failed in this year's legislative session. The bill, sponsored by Delegate Karen Simpson, would have repealed a 1917 state law specific to Frederick that allows district court judges to require vagrants and other municipal offenders to work on road crews in the city or county. The bill is known as HB 640. The current law lets police listen to this. This just doesn't happen. Okay, but the way the bill's written, the way she said it's written, it does happen. Current law lets police pick up anyone they deem a vagrant without specifying which types of crimes would qualify or for how long people could be held and forced into labor. So she's basically accusing the police of kidnapping people and putting them to work.
Yeah.
But the laws that's written.
Oh, you know, by the way, mm-hmm. you know, no surprise, she's a Democrat.
Yeah, yeah. So here's her bio. I found this very interesting. And I need to say this because we do have people that take me out of context all the time listening to the show. I'm not targeting people who have suffered domestic violence. I know people that have suffered domestic violence, and it's a disgusting crime. And it's a crime that is often unreported. So, but her bio says Karen Simpson is a survivor! Karen survived domestic violence and rape to become a Me Too champion for the safety of women and children and the men who respect their rights and bodies. I don't know what that means. Karen is a lifelong Maryland resident. She's not a lifelong Frederick County resident, and a Maryland state public servant since 1992. See, that's the problem right there. Stop. We'll stop it right there. That's the problem. You don't need to be in office since 1992 or have served since 1992. When public office was created many, 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 many years ago, it wasn't even created to be a lifetime position. Now these people get in office and they stand there forever. And I think they become bored with things and they just kind of make laws that don't make sense or speak out against stuff that doesn't even happen. This stuff is, police aren't pulling people off the road and putting them to work.
Okay. And which bill was this that you said?
HB 640.
Yeah, that's the
House Bill 640.
Right. It's, City of Frederick assignment of offenders to road work.
Correct.
Review. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She says, for the purpose of repealing provisions related to the assignment of offenders guilty of violating municipal laws or ordinance to work on public roads of Frederick, blah, 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 blah. We need to, the most important thing we need to do in this county is stop mail-in balloting. That's the most important thing we need to do.
So
then we can work
you,
on everything after that.
Did she ask any offender? Because I think, if I'm not mistaken, if I am, then let me know, because mm-hmm. I've been wrong before and I'll be wrong again. And that is, if you do, I mean, you know, it's almost some people like to get out and do the pick up the trash type of thing, because I think it usually is, you know, weekend offenders or, you know, people like that who are serving time. And I think this helps reduce their time a little bit. I mm-hmm. could be wrong on that. So that's why I said that.
It's the Democrats, again, painting law enforcement as the villains and people that are evil and just people that are targeting minority communities.
She's not the only one who's done it, though.
I know what the under
sponsor.
I know
Chris Fair and Ken Kerr also on
that. Of course.
Bill.
And I know what the undertones are. The undertones are that police are racist and slavery still exists and da 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 da. Way down in her bio, it says that she's fiscally responsible. I guarantee if I do a deep dive on her past voting record, I could find cases where she hasn't been fiscally responsible. Remember, here's the biggest takeaway from this. Whatever Democrats accuse other people of doing, they're actually doing. 627.
WFMD, the Morning News Express. Bob Miller, Ryan Hendrick, thank you so much for being part of the most listened to AM radio broadcast on this side of the Monocacy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I got to give David Trone credit. He's a really, really smart guy. I won't say anything right now, but I really enjoy when listeners are proactive in catching stuff on social media that we could look into. Thank you to the last person that sent that last video at about 5:30. I appreciate that, and I will definitely look into that.
Whoa, you can't do that.
Yeah, I can. Absolutely. We could solicit news tips all day long on the text line if we like. We do it on a promo.
All right.
You know what one I'm talking about, Bob. Go and look at the last video. I'm definitely going to look into that, though.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Well, if that's true, then he needs to be arrested.
Yeah. But we, you know, I don't want to indict the guy on the air, so I'm gonna look into it and send an email.
How do you find that out?
So what you would do is you would follow all the steps that he followed and follow them very carefully, and if they match up, then you would send a letter to David Trone's office outlining what you understand to be true, and then you copy the FBI on it. That's
well, but you know what? I mean,
or you would send an email to an FBI spokesperson, because we're part of the media, and ask them if this is legal. You know.
Well, that's true, but I'm sure everybody in Congress is doing it.
We know an FBI
the other day.
It doesn't mean that some aren't. Well, you know, Democrats are exempt from prosecution. We already know that. At least with this administration, and we know that Trone is good friends with Joe Biden, so nothing's going to happen to him. We know Nancy Pelosi has committed alleged insider trading. I mean, the timing of her stock purchases and Paul Pelosi's stock dumps are just, nobody is that good. Nobody is that good.
Morning News Express and WFMD. Good morning, 301-694-9363. If you want to send us something via text, please do so.
We love it. You are the heartbeat of what we do. We love it. Yeah, we love you.
Absolutely.
We love you. I want to take your call right now. No, yeah. I know. Text me, please. 301-694-9363. So our friend Simon Atiba has been in the news recently. Did you see the Ted Lasso crew show up at a White House press briefing on Monday to talk about mental health awareness? And Simon Atiba just had enough of it. He went off on Corinne Jean-Pierre and asked her why she wasn't calling on him. This has been a struggle between the two ever since she was installed after Jen Psaki last year. But Simon Atiba is a guy who is appeared on this show from Today News Africa, their White House correspondent. And he said, yo, Corinne, call on me. And she's like, we're not doing this. And they went back and forth all in front of the crew of Ted Lasso. Did you see this story?
I saw the story. I have not seen any video to it yet.
Oh, man.
It was one of those things where I was going to watch it, and then I didn't.
And so you fell asleep. You fell asleep. Trying to see if I can pull up the audio. But, you know, the biggest takeaway from this is that the White House press corps is supposed to be together. They're supposed to be unified, and they're all in the same fight, the fight for the First Amendment. It's a First Amendment fight in the White House. Corinne Jean-Pierre's job is to lie to the American people on behalf of the president, and the White House press corps, who I believe is not unionized, but they are organized in a sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Simon Atiba comes in and he shakes things up and he wants his questions answered. And
well, now hold a second. So let's just be fair here.
Yeah.
So do you say shake it up? Is that the same as what Jim Acosta was doing during the Trump administration? Would you have articulated that the same way?
Because
I know I wouldn't.
Yeah, so I think that, okay.
Because they both did the same thing.
To
they
be fair.
Shout out to be heard, to get their questions answered,
and,
right?
And to be fair, Jim Acosta is a frontline reporter, what I call a frontline reporter in the White House. He's with CNN.
Right,
Simon Atiba is with Today News Africa. So Jim Acosta always had a front row seat. I think he was always called on by Trump. Did he belittle the president? Was he rude to the president? Maybe, but I think that Kayleigh McEnany never dodged Jim Acosta like Corinne Jean-Pierre dodges Simon Atiba.
Well, you know, and I think the reason is, and I agree with that. I think the reason is because Jim Acosta just kept yelling and screaming.
Mm-hmm.
He would, some people would say, well, he was relentless. He was a pain in the, you know what, but you knew he was there. And I think Simon Atiba does the same thing, but just doesn't have the same results.
Yeah, I think
so. I think that's racism on Corinne Jean-Pierre's part.
Yeah, I think she's discriminating against Simon Atiba because I've made the point on the show before that American black people don't see eye to eye with Africans. Africans, I think, view the average American black as lazy. This is what I've been told by other Africans. And I think that Simon Atiba has alluded to that on this show before, in that he sees Corinne Jean-Pierre as somebody who's dishonest, disloyal, and, covering up what he feels needs to be told and shared at White House press briefings.
Right. Yeah. The audio is, I know we got to go for a break.
6:46. But let's do sports here.
9:30 WFMB sports.
All right, real quick. Willis Reed has died at the age of 80. Japan beats USA in the World Baseball Classic 3-2. Shohei Ohtani striking out his teammate Mike Trout. St. John's announcing 70-year-old Rick Pitino as its new basketball coach, and Major League Baseball is messing with a pitch clock 8 days away from opening day. 6:47 at WFMD.